Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God has much to say to His people. He loves us, and He cares about us in every way, in every capacity. We are very important to Him. We need to know Him. We need to hear what He has to say and adopt His ways of life. People have heard many things about the Lord, some things true, some things false. But God is God. He's a person. He loves us, and He cares about us. We have to, He made it possible for us to live forever, and He died in our place to satisfy the perfect justice that He has. God is just. He loves us, and He has to help us. He came and helped us so that we could survive the rotten ways of sin. People don't understand, because sin can't enter the kingdom of God. The Lord had to judge it on this planet. He had to do away with it. He had to wash our sins away so that we could live for Him. Satan wants to hurt God. He can't hurt God. So he tries to go after his people, his children, and lie to them and cause them to believe that Jesus is not the only way out of this. Every other religion, everything that God, that boasts itself in the name of the Lord without Christ is a lie. Every religion, every persuasion of men that ignores Christ can't help you. Even the good intentions of people that don't believe in God. People that don't believe in God, sometimes they do great things. They do good things. You know, some of the actors we love or professional athletes that we love, some of them don't acknowledge God. They don't believe in God. And they'll say they don't believe in it. But they may give to a hospital, or they may do good deeds. But that won't help them go to heaven. Good deeds is good. But you can't go to heaven off good deeds. You have to believe on Jesus Christ, and your sins must be washed away to enter the kingdom of God. And Satan has been trying to hide that from not only this generation, but every generation. And he tells the same old lies to people. Now, sin will harden your heart. We talked about this on the last broadcast. It hardens your heart over time. And people, that's why when you talk about Jesus, people get angry. They don't even know why they get angry. The spirit of Satan and all the demons, they get nervous. And when people love the ways of the world, the wicked ways of sin causes people, anybody, to be an enemy against God. And people don't know, they're angry and they don't know why. You know, a few years ago, ISIS was cutting people, Christian people's heads off and putting it on YouTube. And they don't understand their anger and bitterness. But the spirit that's on their life because of their bloodlust and their sin caused them to be that way. We're all made in the living image of God. We're made in His image. We're made in His likeness. We will live forever somewhere. Being made in God's image, my friend, means that you can't, you'll die, this body will die, but your spirit can't die. And Jesus died so that we could live forever with God. Not only live forever, Christian people focus on telling people that they can live forever. It's not just living forever. It's not just an existence. But the life of God is the love of God. When you receive salvation, what you're really receiving is a new spirit, a new life. And you will be indestructible just like God. But you'll have His character. The Lord saved us from sin so that we could live like Him. He saved us from death, hell, and the grave, but He also did something about our sin nature. He destroyed it. Because if He just washed away our sin and didn't change our nature, we'd just go back to sin again. This is where you have to reject. This is why you have to reject the old ways of sin. You have to repent from sin. You have to turn against sin. I don't like talking about sin. But I'm saying this so that you'll understand it. It does something to you. It takes something from you. If you have a good family, you love your family. But if a man gets in lust, it will drive him, just like a man drives an automobile or a truck. The lust will drive him. The more he dabbles in lust, pornography, things like that, it will harden his heart against God. After a while, he'll stop going to church. After a while, he'll start being angry. He'll stop listening to people that try to help him. And over time, he'll even be mad at God. But remember, if the messenger of the Lord come to you, is sent to you, and you don't like the messenger, you don't like the one who sent him either. This is what sin systematically do to people over time. It's not logical. It's just the way it is. And people don't understand their anger. This is why people feel that way. When they get angry, when they start running from God. After Adam's fall, the first thing he did was ran from the voice of the Lord. When he heard God's voice, he ran and hid himself. He sewed fig leaves together to hide himself because he knew he was naked. And he ran from the voice of God. Man's been running ever since. So the Lord called people to the ministry to go out and preach the word, to break the yokes that's got them bound. Spiritual yokes is just like chains. You know, yoke is a word people don't understand anymore because most people are not farmers and they don't use ox to pull things up. They use trucks and tractors. They used to tie two ox together with a big piece of lumber and they would work together to pull a heavy load. Now, ox are very strong. They don't move fast, but they're very strong. So they yoke them together. A yoke is a bond, something to hold you together, or hold you to something, so that you can't be free from it. You have to move something, or you have to be tied down to something. So instead of using the word yoke, I'm going to use the word chains. Sin has chains. They limit you. And they do something against your character. And you'll lose your appetite for what's right. So when preachers preach in a way these days, they say, come to the Lord just like you are. And they don't say the thing about repenting. So what happens is when people start dabbling with the world, the heart still gets hard against God. And they still have a problem with God, with the real God. And then they want God on their terms. You can't have God on your terms. You have to arrange your life on God's terms, which is good and reasonable. God did nothing to hurt us. He did everything to bless us. It's God's will for you to be blessed even greater than you already are. But with God's blessing, you have to understand some things. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added. He didn't say seek God and His righteousness and be happy with nothing. He says seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will will be added. And you use the word added. Now these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. The website is here. All the radio broadcasts that we've done since 2015 is on this site. And we have an old site, livingletterministries.com. It's an old site. It still works, but it's stuck. So all the broadcasts from 2006 to 2012 is on that one. So if you hear something that means something to you and you want to hear it again, go to newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything's free. And I thank God for that. God blessed me to do this. And it's my desire to get the word out. And God blesses me for doing this. You know, he helps me out. He helps me do what I got to do. And I didn't want to sell things. I don't want to sell books and tapes. And I mean, people do it. They have to get anything to get the word out. I fix cars to get the word out. So the website's free to you. You just go on there and use it. And I thank God for it. We're running out of time. Some people just don't have money. And I don't want that to be a hindrance. That's why everything that I do is free. That cost, I pay a cost, but it's free. So use it. Please use it. And I want to be a blessing to people. And I want people to understand. The Lord said, let not my people lack knowledge. People are dying because of what they just don't know. And that's not necessary. Your life is valuable to God. You are valuable to God. Don't focus on what you've done against him. If you repent, then God will help you do what's right so he can take you to heaven with him. He wants you. He loves you. Now, last broadcast, we talked about how some people are born. You know, their parents may not have been married. They may have been born in adultery. But guess what? God loves you just like he loves Jesus Christ. Some people would expect me to say he loves the person that's born out of wedlock just like he loves people that's born in wedlock. Well, guess what? Whether you're born in wedlock or out of wedlock, you're still born in sin. And Jesus Christ died to save you from your sins. God loves you just like Jesus. If he sent Jesus to die in your place, he loves you just like he loved Jesus. Jesus is here to rescue you. He's not your enemy. And Satan's got the whole world mad at Jesus. People that's under the spell of the world system have a problem with Jesus Christ. There are college professors, they'll flunk you for naming Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you're paying them to teach you. And they'll give you an F. Evil. Now look, you know, look at what happened. Now the people can't go to college. They have, because of the coronavirus, they have to stay at home. And people might start demanding the college thing, what they, you know, online. Online courses are on the rise. You don't have to go hear rhetoric. When people teach that atheist and communism propaganda. God is alive. We are born in the middle of a spiritual war. Now, if you love God and if you endeavor to serve him, you got to understand it's not without a fight. Satan's going to try to stop you from loving God some kind of way. You know, a friend of mine told me, he said, Thurston, now that you're saved, he knew what he was talking about. He said, Satan's going to try to get you back. He said, women are going to flirt. People are going to make you mad. People are going to steal from you. All of that happened. And it didn't take weeks for it to happen. It happened quick. But he showed me what to watch out for. It's not without a fight. Even people that are close to you, when you love God, you will see them change against you. The spirit, the evil spirits that people are subject to, and because of whatever sin they do, they're into, they're going to have a problem with Jesus Christ. This is why. No need to be in the dark. Preachers are under temptation not to teach the truth. They're under pressure trying to keep people interested in God. They've been the truth, or they dance around certain scriptures. They try to make everything so polite. That's evil. Show people the truth. Then they can make a sober decision. Satan's trying to kill you. God's trying to give you life. He's trying to stop you from choosing Jesus Christ so you can live forever, so he can scratch your eyes out when you go to hell. Demons torment people in hell. I'm not trying to scare you, but it's not fair to end up in hell getting your eyes scratched out. Then they come back and they scratch them out again forever, because some preacher didn't tell the truth. There are people who have been to hell and they saw the depths of hell. I saw a mild portion of hell compared to what Mary Baxter saw. And you can go on YouTube and listen to Mary Baxter on YouTube. She went to hell and she saw the depths of it. And you can learn from people that God sent there to show you what the future is for people who decide not to get saved and then they end up in hell. Hell is real. I hate to bring it up, but it is. It's for Satan and whatever he can seduce. Don't be seduced by lies. Love the Lord your God and King. You are valuable, very valuable to God. As valuable as Jesus is to him. You can change. The Lord will help you. You can have the living love of God in your heart. You can love all people. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You're not alone. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He will give you greater destinies. Now, in this life, you got to break through some things. Sometimes you have to break through the culture of the day. You have to break through the culture of your family. When I say culture, I mean the way people do things. There are three avenues that Satan gets a hold on our lives, that he come to rob us and hurt us and kill us. Our weaknesses, our hurts, and our fears. Every person has parents, and parents are people. And people have weaknesses, they have hurts, and they have fears. And Satan knows how to use them against themselves. So some things the enemy done a long time ago against your people, and they never sought the Lord how to recover from it, but they tried. I'm not putting people down. I'm not bashing them. This is just something that happens to every family. Some people, they try not to do anything negative, even though something negative has happened. But they don't know how to do it biblically. And the only way to kill what Satan has done so that it can't be a problem anymore is to do it God's way. And I want to give you some examples. These examples will shed more light on how to win. And I like to make it simple, because God makes things simple to me. I said earlier, Satan gets a foothold. He gets a hold on our lives through our weaknesses, hurts, and our fears. A weakness is anything that you will go after. You know you shouldn't, but because you're too weak to not do it, you do it. He's going to use it against you. Just like I use the example of people, you know, a man watching pornography, or a person that drinks, or a person that's into drugs, or a person that's greedy. They'll do fine, but they're so greedy they'll steal. Or they take a drink every now and then and they can't control it. Those are weaknesses. And most of the time people want the weaknesses out of their life and they don't want the addiction that came with it. But they don't know how to get rid of it. And some people lose hope that they ever will get rid of it. But when you take that case to God, and you say, Lord, I need your help. That's what, now we can do business. Elder Lewis preached a sermon a long time ago, back in the 80s. He said, get down to business with God, and he will get down to business with you. I'll never forget that sermon. Forever will I remember it, because it was a blessing. Now, I said God care about you, just like he care about Jesus, just like he loved Jesus. He care about you. You're very important to him. Very, very important to him. Even if you did something you shouldn't have done, even if you killed somebody, even if you were mean in the past, he still loves you, and he wants you to repent so he can save you and you won't get slaughtered by the devil. Weaknesses are conquerable. You can conquer your weaknesses. God put two distinguished trees in the midst of the garden. Well, one was in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but the tree of life was there also. Now, if you're going to overcome a weakness, you got to get some strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and you get the joy of the Lord from studying and receiving God's word in your heart. So if you don't want to eat off the tree that Adam ate off, you're going to have to go and eat off the tree of life. Now, in our situation, we need to go and listen to what God has said so that we'll have stamina and strength, spiritual stamina for a natural life. Then you can speak God's word. You can speak God's word by faith and destroy every weakness that come your way. Then, not only that, you can ask God for training so that he can train you on how you can conquer your weakness. And right now, it may look like that may never happen. I know what it's like to be there. I've been there. You wonder whether you want to do it or not. This is why. Sin gives you a false appetite, and it hurts and hinders the good appetite for the things of God. So the more you study God's word, the more you'll have an appetite for the things of God. Most godly parents won't let their children eat a Snickers bar right before dinner because the candy will ruin their appetite. So if you study some scriptures every morning before your day gets started, and just think about those scriptures, you're going to find it easy to conquer your problems and your weaknesses. And the Lord will show you how to love people. Loving people is a way I destroy many weaknesses. I was just trying to please God, but I found out that by loving people, just like God loved me, I could destroy my weaknesses. And I wanted to please God, so I was motivated. I wanted to win my war against Satan, so I was motivated. So these are other things I learned. Fear. Weaknesses, hurts, and fear. When people hurt you, if you want to get your power back, get them off your mind. Don't think about what they've done anymore. Start praying for them. Forgive them and pray for them. Ask God to show them a better way to do things. Release them and stop thinking about what they did. Did you know that there are people that are grandmothers out there? They got hurt by somebody they really cared about. This man went off with somebody else. So they think that all men are that way. And they become bitter. And in their tone, in their way of doing things, that bitterness, their children pick it up. Their daughters pick it up. They're mean to their sons. They say, you just like your dad. They say unkind words to the men of the family. Even though they care about them, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. They've been hurt, so they hurt everybody in their family because of this loser that hurt their feelings one day. This man, she really cared about him, but he left. And it devastated. She saw him with somebody else. And then they got married and had children. And here she is, alone. And she allowed it to devastate her. So the devastation gets on her daughters. And she trained her daughters by her. See, people don't just say something a few times. They say it as a way of life. Years of hearing something from a parent, a mother figure, a grandmother figure, they shape the way you see God. That's how strong, you know, when you're a parent, you shape the way your children will see God. Whatever you say is the law. So whatever you speak will get in their heart, even if they logically know it's wrong. When something's in your heart, it's overwhelming to get rid of it. It takes the word of God to make all the changes necessary for the heart. So when you forgive people, you're releasing that person and all the hurt that they did against you, and you start a healing process. When you get saved, that healing, a healing process starts within. And for it to continue, it takes love. In order to receive more of God's word, it takes love and freedom. You can't be bound by hurts and unforgiveness and then turn around and heal. You got to get rid of what hurts you first. And you have to do it biblically. You have to forgive the losers in life and people that hurt you. And if you don't, that wound will be open and it'll stay inside and you'll be hurt by it continually. That man forgot about her. Or whatever happened in the past, let it die. Look at what God is doing. And then when they meet somebody that loves them, they can't believe they're going to hurt that person too. Because everybody's just like that loser. That loser is too big. It's bigger than God in her eyes. He's gone. He's probably dead. But he's bigger than God. And what he did, she let it devastate, and it gets in her heart and her mouth, and she hurts other people. And her daughters and grandchildren can't keep a relationship because of her wound. That's how bad it is. I know this sounds foolish, but this is the reality of millions of people. Times millions of people. Now, another problem is fears. You can't live your life with fear. Fear is a false allegiance. And it has no foundation. It's not of God. Fear is a very evil thing to give somebody. So God don't give you fear. The fear of the Lord is the conviction. And you have, if you have any love for God, the Holy Spirit will convict you so that you'll turn from your sin. You don't want to, when a person loves God, they want to please God. They don't want to work against God. And when they do, then the Holy Spirit will put you in check. You'll know something's wrong. And if you fear God, you're not going to sin. Even though you don't understand all the details of how sin works, you'll be motivated to get it out of your life. You'll ask for help. You'll do things differently. You'll do what's better. You may not know what's best, but you will do something against that sin. Now, fear, you have to drive it out of your life. John taught us that perfect love cast out fear. Remember the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Every time the show first come on, you saw him taking his friend and throwing him out the front door. That's what love does to fear. Just like Will Smith threw his friend out of the front door. Perfect love takes fear by the collar and the shorts and throw him off the porch. Perfect love casts out fear. If you start walking in the love of God and asking God to help you love like I did, you have to do how you'll do it. But I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people. And the more I love his people, the less I found myself in fear. And I've been in some serious situations. I've seen drug activity. I was not afraid. Gang activity, not afraid. Drove up on gunfights, I'm not afraid. I just rebuked the enemy. And the enemy ran. The gunfights were stopped. Fear torments your life. Hidden fears. When the Lord exposed hidden fears, I dealt with it and my business did better. Fear is a trust. It's a false allegiance. It gives, you're letting something have allegiance over your life more than God. If you fear situations, you will create the situations by acting on the fear. It's the opposite of faith. If you act on faith, the things of God develop in your life. If you act on worldly fear, you're going to have what you fear. If you're afraid of being broke, you'll make all the decisions to be broke. It's crazy how it works. And people are falling short because of it. If you have a thriving business, but you're afraid that you'll go broke, did you know in due time you'll be broke and your business will be gone and you won't understand why, even though you made millions of dollars in the past? Fear will torment you. If you're afraid of your spouse leaving, you'll say things out of fear and cause it to happen. And the devil will laugh at you. All he has to do is get you to fear something and you do the rest. Satan don't do the work of fear. People do. They act on what they fear and then they cause it to, it attaches Satan to your life. But the perfect love of God will drive it out. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And he cares about you just like he loves Jesus. Till next time, Jesus is our Lord.